Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Deep Cough in a Deep. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and you know, sometimes in this broadcast, we talk scripture, science, principles, but whatever we talk about, it always comes from God. And today, I want to talk to you about a couple of things I believe is something that we all need to sort of remind ourselves from day to day, and that is, don't repeat your childhood. Don't repeat your childhood. Now, many of us in our lives, we have different backgrounds, do we not? I mean, some of us were, you know, born with a silver spoon in our mouth, while others were born in poverty trying to survive. Other people were born in the perfect Brady Bunch family where everything just went great and smooth, and at the end of the day, we all made up and just laughed. And other people really might have had abusive relationships, and as far as seeing mother and father fight all the time, or maybe you were raised with just a mother, just a dad, or maybe you were an orphan, maybe you were, you know, adopted. No matter what the situation or circumstance that your life brought you to where you are right now, it was all a blessing. And I want to be able to say this with a encouragement for each one of you. No matter where you come from or your upbringing, never allow yourself to find yourself to say, if I'd only been raised this way, if I'd only had a mother, if I'd only had a father, if I'd only had, you know, been in a relationship, you know, with my parents where, you know, they never fought, or no matter, once again, or even if you say, you know, things such as, well, my dad left my mom at 3 years old, my mother left my father at 4 years old, here's the truth of the matter. You have to remember, somewhere in your life, life happened. And you know, I'm going to go as far as to say this. I think a lot of times charismatics sometimes really, we sometimes get under the impression that life is so perfect, and that if it's not perfect, we can just bind it in Jesus' name and come against it and loose it, and all of a sudden it just gets back magically to where it should be. But we're forgetting that God knows the ending from the beginning, which means sometimes in our lives, we just need to go through situations that life brings us. Now, what I mean by that is this. You know, we don't allow life to just sort of run us. We control and run life, okay? Because you have the power of death, you know, and life and death in your mouth. You have the power to control your thoughts, because we know thoughts become things. But you also have to remember that however, whether it was ignorantly or whether it was knowingly, it doesn't matter. However you got where you are right now, it was all a blessing. Because God knows exactly what people maybe need to go through. And sometimes, once again, life just happened to you. It doesn't always mean the devil's involved, God's involved. Sometimes things just happen. Now, we know that God is the God who says that if I call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved, which means God loves to be able to guide us and lead us and sort of say, hey, you know what? You called upon me, so I'm going to take over from here. And that's all, you know, great. But one thing we have to remember is we have to come to that place in life where we say, it doesn't matter. I talk to so many people in my life coaching sessions where they say, I've got to figure out, why did God put this, you know, put me through this? Why did He not stop the devil? Why did God, you know, and here's the truth of the matter. It doesn't matter all the whys, folks. It doesn't. Because the truth is, here is where you are. Live in your now moment and own your life. Own your life and say, it is what it is. It was what it was. And the truth of the matter is, somehow it made me to be a better person. It doesn't matter, because here's the truth, folks. If you came from an amazing background, you know, people, you know, the old saying is true. Sometimes pastors' kids are the world's worst. So it doesn't matter if you come from a great background where your father and mother never sinned in their life, and they were great, you know, examples, and constantly prayed every morning, every night, and your mom and dad preached to you 24/7. It doesn't mean your life's going to turn out to be wonderful. It doesn't. What it means is that sometimes God knows what you need, and sometimes if you rebel through all of that and you say, I am done with this, and yet you awaken right now to say, you know what, I'm going to come back afresh and anew and find my own way of salvation, in the sense of finding the way that God initiated for me to find, and I won't have to live through my parents anymore. Maybe you saw them as a perfect example, and maybe they felt they didn't want to show any faults in front of you, and you thought, that's just crazy. Or maybe they did show a lot of faults, and you thought they're hypocritical. Either way, sometimes it's good. Listen to me, folks. Sometimes it's good to find yourself even just at a place where you're like, I'm done with it. You know, I'm finished with all that junk. You know, and then you turn around and you say, wait a minute, hold on. I'm being wooed again to find a fresh and a new relationship. Not pick up where you left off, not try to find the one of your childhood. I don't want the God of my childhood. I want the God of the here and now. I want the ever-present help in time of trouble. I want the I am that I am, not that I was that I was. And that's why you have to look at your life and realize two things. And that is, quit blaming your parents. Quit blaming your family for what you did and or did not have. It's over with. And somehow, it made you who you are right now. Unless you think you're a really rotten, horrible person, and you think you're just the world's worst right now, and that you are just the most meanest, disgusting person ever. Unless you feel that way, which I can promise you, majority of you, if not all of you, don't feel that way. You feel, I'm a pretty decent human being, Jeremy. I mean, I'm serving the Lord. I mean, I'm listening to the broadcast, so that shows me right then and there that I'm hungry enough for change and I'm desperate for God. And so if that's you and you're listening to this broadcast, which you are, then you know what? It led you to, obviously, a good path. It led you to right now. And who's to say that if you had the absolute perfect parents and they did no wrong in your sight, nor they did no wrong in God's sight, who is to say that you would actually have the tenacity, the desire, the hunger, the compassion, the love, the mercy that you have right now? I have news for you, folks. Usually a person who was raised in a perfect environment all their life, they tend to be a little bit prideful, a little bit arrogant, a little bit less merciful, a little bit less graceful. And you know, guys, as well as I know, there are some people out there that you know you've met before that are like that. And you're like, where is your compassion? Where is your grace? And maybe because they never needed that aspect or that side of God to call upon, because their life was so amazing and full of grandeur, and their parents were just always lovebirds with each other and always loved on you. And maybe, just maybe, they never got to see that side of God come and rescue them. And that's why I'm saying, no matter what life dealt you in your life, don't ask the questions of why God, why devil, why. It doesn't matter. Because the truth is, right now, you are who you are for a reason that's beyond anything you can't even imagine or think possible. So look at your life and say, you know what? I don't want to blame anymore. I want to bypass. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I feel very strong in my spirit. I needed to do this today in this broadcast. So I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe many of you. But you've got to quit blaming your parents. You've got to quit blaming your childhood. Maybe you were born on the wrong side of the tracks, or maybe you're born on the right side of the tracks. The truth is, if you were born on the wrong side of the tracks, you were still born on the right side of the tracks. If you were born with parents that were dysfunctional, and which pretty much everyone on earth is dysfunctional to some degree, if you were born in a divorced home, you were raised in a right home. You might say, well, how could you say that? Because obviously the Bible says the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. And he says our footsteps are ordered by him. They are already ordered by him, which means somehow, we don't know how or why and when and where sometimes, but somehow you needed to be raised the way you were raised. And you might say, you mean to tell me God was behind it? Here's the truth of the matter, folks. If you look at Elijah and you say to yourself that Elijah, and many of us know the story, Elijah, here it is, God's coming, he's up on the mountaintop, God comes, and you know, let's just say he comes in the fire, he comes in the wind, he comes in the hurricane, he comes this way and that way. No matter how people see God coming and think that is just all powerful and all great and wonderful, but if you notice, he actually said that he wasn't in those things. And so just because your family wasn't in the glorious, happy times and everything else, it doesn't matter, because the Bible says that God was behind those things, but he wasn't in those things. Because it says, and behind all that came the still small voice. Which means God made it very plain. He says, and behind these things, study it, folks, read it for yourself. And behind these things, God came in a still small voice. Which means God was still behind it. Hello. Didn't say he was in it, but he's behind it. So behind all that, God brings a still small voice. And so sometimes we have to look and quit saying, theologically wise, was God involved in it? Well, God can't do any wrong. God can't do any bad. And then you think it has to be the devil. Well, then why on earth will the devil get so much of your childhood and so much of your teenage years and just totally control you completely? And then where's God in all this picture? You know, I mean, did God not really care to come to your rescue? What if life just happened to you out of curiosity? And what if God was just behind it? Just say, here comes me. I'm coming behind these things. You know, it's almost like someone saying, you know, to yourself, I want to know who's behind these, you know, these conspiracy theories. I want to know who's behind, you know, the war. Who's behind this? And if you think about it from that angle, you never say they're in it, but you say who's behind it all. Because you always know there's still a mastermind behind it all. And even though they don't have to get involved, and this is going to be a bad example, folks, but I think this will help you all out. Look, for example, at Marilyn Manson. Charles Manson. If you look at Charles Manson, he was a mean, evil man who was in prison until until death. But yet he himself, according to the records, he himself truthfully never killed anyone. But he deceived his followers, manipulated them, poisoned their mind to have them do and carry out his evil work. So he was the mastermind behind it, but yet he himself never killed anyone. Hello. And if you see it from that angle, now even that's an evil side of it, it actually brings a little bit of enlightenment to the good side of how maybe sometimes how God works. That maybe God is behind things, but maybe he's not completely involved in it, but he's behind it, because you can't say God is an omniscient, omnipresent unless he is truly in all places at all times. And so if you know that, and yet even in Colossians, I've said it before, I'll say it again, God says in Colossians, God is in all things. He is in all things. And so you have to remember, it's not about why, God, why did you allow this? Why did you allow that? Those are menial, trivial questions that truthfully, folks, never really give you rest at night. They don't give you peace when you need it. What gives you peace is in your lack of understanding, like the Bible says. He will give you peace in the things in which you know and the things you don't know. The things that you were beating your head against the wall trying to figure out, he's in those times of bringing you peace, and he's in the times when you say, I've got it all figured out. Because he says whether you know it or you don't know it doesn't matter. Your human mind and logic of trying to figure out things, whether you can or cannot, really will truthfully do you absolutely no good. What does you good is when you let go of what you know, let go of what you don't know, and get into my peace and realize that this will surpass, and this is the only thing that truly comforts you. The truth of the matter is, folks, if someone in your family is murdered, and they catch the killer, they know who the killer is, and yet, you know, they sentence them to jail or execute them or whatever, you know in your heart of hearts it doesn't bring you any more joy or pleasure. It just soothes the human beast in all of us that says, we got him, justice is done, and that's fine, that's great. But the truth is, it still doesn't soothe your soul, does it, for the person maybe they murdered in your family, and it never will. Only God can give the peace. So therefore, even whether you knowingly know who did something, or you unknowingly never found out who did it, it's the same procedure in your personal life. Even though you know something doesn't mean it's going to bring you peace, or what you don't know bring you peace, the only thing that can ever bring you peace is the peace of God that will surpass anything that you do not know and that you do know. And that means that when you look at your childhood, you have to look and say, you know what? It is what it is. It's my family. It's my life. And I am proud of it because it is my upbringing. And for some reason, God had me come to the avenue in which he had me to come through. Because even with Jeremiah, even in the book of Jeremiah, he made it plain, I knew you before you were ever in your form in your mother's womb. So God knew you, sent you to this earth through your mother's womb, and the particular woman that he needed to have you come through for a reason that you would awaken in your life, and God would say, I know your personality, your characteristics, I know what you're made of, and I know why you needed to come through the avenue in which you came from. Don't question me. One day you will awaken to truly have the peace to understand a little bit more how it will make you and mold you and shape you to be the person that I have called you to delight in, and that you will be a blessing to humanity. And that's why I'm saying the quickest way in your life to be set free is let it go. Let things go in your life and quit trying to figure out everything. Now, I'm a man of study. I love to study. I love deep studies. I love to study science like crazy. It is my addiction. I love to study the Word. It's my addiction. I love to study things of just spontaneous things God shows me, which I think is probably my number one thing that I cling to, is that experiential aspect of God is what I cling to more than anything, because the Bible says we're led by the Spirit. And having a now experience, man, there's nothing that can surpass that. Amen? And so through that, I love studying. I love in-depth things. But I do not put my peace in those things. I do not put my trust. Now, when I say put my trust, let me just also tell you guys something that will maybe bring a little bit more comfort. The Word of God is powerful. We know that. But only God can bring peace. Not memorizing anything can bring you peace. The only thing that can bring you peace is God will give you that peace. That God, that peace can only come from God and God alone. And that means you have to look at your life and really, really, really come to the place where you forgive your past, you forgive what was done to you, and somehow understand that through your forgiving state of being, that it needed to happen. And that sometimes can be the hardest thing, or it can be the absolute easiest thing. It all depends on how you see God. If you see God as being in charge of your life, knowing that He loves you so extremely much that He would actually orchestrate your life like a beautiful orchestra, then you know what? Then you're going to be the person God's going to use. If you have a problem with trying to wrap your brain around why, God, why? And trying to wrap your brain around, I don't know why you did this to me, God. Why did you allow this to me? You're never going to be used. You're going to be stuck and stagnant the rest of your life because you're trying to figure out something that you'll never figure out. And you're trying to figure out something that truly will never truly soothe your soul because it doesn't matter. What matters is you're in the here and now. And praise God, I'm honored to be right now. Right now. And I don't want my childhood to be repeated, whether I was raised wrongly or I was raised right. It doesn't matter. I don't want to repeat it. I want to experience from God right now. Right now, to know exactly who God is in my now moment. Not what He did to me a year ago, that was great, but it means nothing to me anymore. What God did 10 years ago means nothing to me anymore. I appreciate it, I'm full of gratitude, but what I'm really thankful for is what God is doing right now, because that no longer serves me. It's in the past, I can't manufacture it, I can't replicate it, I can't make it come into my now moment to live that experience again, ever again. So I need to let it go, give gratitude, and move on. And I think that's one thing I want each one of you to understand in this broadcast. You've got to learn to just let things go. Let it go and not worry about it, and just know in your heart of hearts that God is truly in charge. And praise God He is, and praise God the way things turned out for you, because it needed to be that way. And then you're able to release yourself from your own pain you are causing yourself. You can release yourself from your own chains you're putting around yourself. Okay, are you with me? And here's one thing you have to remember. If thoughts become things, you are creating your own hell experience. You are creating your own demon experience. You're creating your own jail cell. Be careful when you think yourself, oh, woe is me. I can never get past this. It locks in your life to say, fine, I come into full agreement with you, body, soul, and spirit, and you will never get past this. And then you begin to manufacture and produce and create things that will hold you down in your now moment. You will literally create things that will be devices to hold you down. And the whole time you're thinking, oh, the devil's got a hold of me. The devil's got a hold of me. And the whole time you're thinking, the devil's not omniscient. Let the devil go. Quit focusing on him. He's not omniscient, folks. Come on. Focus on the fact of what you have done. Take responsibility to say, I am creating my own hell. I'm creating my own devices to hold me down. I need to uncreate this by recreating something that will loose me in the things that God wants me to move into. And when you do that, guess what? Right thinking produces a right life. Are you with me? And that will set you free. Create right now what you want your life to truly look like. Don't waste another moment to live a life of something that you're creating that is truly detrimental and destructive and keeping you down, and yet blaming the devil like immaturity will bring forth in many of us, to blame somebody who's really not doing probably anything to us at all because we're doing too good of our own self to do it, to create it. And that's when you begin to understand, you know, if the enemy is real of what we think the enemy is, he can't create. He can only basically bring forth something that he's always used. But what concerns him the most is the fact that we're so stupid, pardon my expression, but we can be so stupid that we don't realize we're creating our own world, and so he doesn't have to do anything because we're creating our own devices, our own jail cells, our own demons. We're creating our own lifestyle to be good or our own lifestyle to be bad. We're creating that ourselves. And so he's sitting here thinking, if they only knew the power they had to understand I'm not doing anything, but they still blame me by giving me credit. And that's what he wants from you. When the whole time you should say, I'm taking a moment responsibility. I got to quit this to myself. And guess what you begin to do? You take back your own power. Are you with me? But as you wake into the fact that you have power, and then all of a sudden you begin to recreate what you really want to see happen. And that is the greatest masterpiece, is when you awaken to the DNA of God in you and say, you know what, I need to change this thing, and you change it. Imagine then the glory that God gets because he's seeing his son be like the dad. Did you hear what I'm saying? He's seeing his son be like himself, be like the dad. That's all that God wants us. God wants us to mimic him, be like him, and act like him. That's all he's ever wanted. So Today, forget about it. The old saying, forget about it. Forget about your past. Let it go. Forgive and move on. Quit using an excuse for not being what you want to be and having what you want to have. If you want money, then you know what? Don't blame anyone else except yourself. You're the one. You're the reason why you don't have the money. You're the reason why you don't have the nice car or the home or the ministry or the anointing. You're the one. Take responsibility. I do this all the time to myself. I don't come down on myself, but I say, Jeremy, take responsibility. You can be better than what you're being now. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God begins to hover over you and begins to give you such creative ideas and abilities, and you say, that's it. Maturity always takes responsibility. Maturity always takes responsibility. And when you do, you begin to create more and have what it is that you know in your life you can do. Because truthfully, we have to remember scripturally, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And guess what's great about this? I'll close with this. What's great about that scripture is he didn't say Christ will do all things through himself. Hello, did you just hear what I said? It never said Christ will do all things through himself. It says you, I can do all things through him. So guess who's doing the creating? Folks, you are. Not Christ, you are. But you do it through his avenue. And when you see it from that angle, because that's a scriptural way to think from a mature point of view, you realize, wow, God has graced me that I can do anything through him. He doesn't do it through himself. I do it through him. And that gives him all the glory in the world. Amen. So you guys have a blessed day today. Let me just encourage you once more. Do not forget about my brand new book just released, hot on the market. It's called Taboos of the Prophetic. It is things that you really want to ask in the prophetic, but you're scared to ask. You're going to love this book. It's a really big, thick book. And if you write it, the moment you order it on our website, if you send us an email or call us and say, hey, Jeremy said he would autograph it if I let them know, then I will make sure it gets in my hands as quick as possible. You have to do it, and I'll make sure they give it to me, and I'll autograph it for you, personally autograph it, and we'll ship it out to you in the mail. All right, so you guys grab it today, Taboos of the Prophetic. Have an awesome day today, and until next broadcast, go and create and change your environment.